very happy to have with us right now from the Ravens Radio Network, an analyst. And you know this name in Northeast Ohio, Stan White, because he's a former Ohio State Buckeye linebacker, former NFL linebacker. Welcome to the show.
Okay, Vic, always good to be here. Always good to talk to people in Ohio.
Well, let's talk about the team, though, that you do cover, the Ravens, and the state of this team, because it just doesn't seem very Raven-like to see them coming off that big loss to the Houston Texans, to be struggling, and they went into their bye with that. What is the state of this team entering this rematch with the Browns?
Well, it's a little bit in transition because they've always been a defense-oriented team. The offense is carrying more of the load now. They've got Joe Flacco and some pretty good weapons on offense. They've lost Ray Lewis on defense to injury. They lost both of their outside linebackers in the offseason, Terrell Suggs with an Achilles injury and Jarrett Johnson to free agency. Terrell came back in that last game, surprising everyone, and played pretty well. I think there's hopes that everything's going to round out now, that they're 5-2 despite all their issues and problems, and now they're coming off their bye and hopefully had time to reassess and to tweak some things and be ready for the second half of the season.
And you remember, Stan, of course, last month when the Browns played at Baltimore, that Thursday night game, the Browns gave the Ravens, I think, everything they could handle. I think the Browns came away feeling like it was a lost opportunity to win a ball game, a big ball game on the road. Do you see this matchup as being as close as that game indicated?
I do, because I remember saying when they played the Browns, you know, I'm glad this game is at home. Because the Ravens play, somehow find a way to win at home. They've won like 19 out of the last 20 or something at home. I knew if they played the Browns on the road, that was going to be a tough test at that time, considering all the things they were going through. Now it's going to be a tough test going to Cleveland. Cleveland's coming off a victory. Their defense is playing pretty good. You know, they got a young quarterback who's developing. And I think it's going to be a game where the Ravens know yeah, they're going to get all they can get, and they're going to have to play, you know, they're going to have to play great football to win this football game.
Stan, how have the Ravens changed with regard to not having Ray Lewis in there, losing Ladarius Webb? I know the argument's been made that the Ray Lewis injury and absence, while a big deal because he's Ray Lewis, is maybe something they could weather a little better than the Webb injury, because you're moving forward with a guy like Lewis and maybe the twilight of his career. You're already getting ready for that. Ozzie Newsome and John Harbaugh preparing for that. But losing both of those guys at the same time, a real impact.
Yeah, it's tough to lose your emotional and leader and the guy who makes the other 10 guys on the field better. As anybody knows in football, you need somebody like that on the field. He may not always be your most productive player, but Ray was one of those guys who still was producing. But he makes everybody else better by putting him in the right position, letting them know what to expect, all those different things. And that's what you lose him. And then you lose Ladarius Webb. I mean, I think Cleveland saw when Joe Hayden was out how losing your top corner can affect you on defense. It changes the defenses you can call, the way you can attack people. And I think that's what it's done so far with the Ravens, particularly when teams go to their sub packages and put 3 and 4 wide receivers in the game, and you have to counter with extra defensive backs. Ladarius Webb was great on the outside. He was great on the slot. He could blitz. He could play the run. He was just one of those guys that could do everything well.
Stan White joining us. He's an analyst on the Ravens Radio Network right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Stan, to look at those defensive stats, to see the Ravens rank so low in the league in the defensive categories, the major ones, it's just hard to fathom. I mean, you think of the Ravens, you think of outstanding defense, and I know the stats don't say everything, but they seem to tell a story when we look at the struggles that this team has had so far and the vulnerability that's there. How do you see that matchup working out? Because you know that this is a Browns team that can run the ball well with Trent Richardson, that has some dangerous receivers and a big arm quarterback. It looks like the kind of matchup that could certainly be a challenge for that Ravens defense.
Well, I think everybody's a challenge for them right now, especially running the football. Teams have rushed for over 600 yards in the last three games against them, and that's unheard of here. in Baltimore. They have to shore up their run defense, and they'll get the test with Richardson and the Browns offense, no doubt about that. And I'm just hoping, coming off the bye, they've got some people healthy. They've reassessed where they're at, the type of defenses they play. You know, a lot of times in the bye, you take a look back on, these are the things we did well, these are the things we didn't do well. We're going to throw these things out, and we're going to stay with the things that we have done well. And I think the coaching staff is pretty good here. Mm-hmm. And people know the defense in your area out there. Know Dean Pease. He was the head coach at Kent State. He's the defensive coordinator here. He was defensive coordinator for the Patriots during some of their Super Bowl years. He knows how to fix things. I think he'll fix this defense going forward.
And, Stan, as we look at the offense, you touched upon it earlier, a different sort of approach for this Ravens team, because it is more driven by passing and more attempts to get explosive plays in the passing game, Joe Flacco, so forth. Where do you see his development at? It looks to me like he's, as a quarterback, evolved to that level of having that capability, and he's got the people who can certainly make the plays. How do you see that matchup with Joe Flacco against this defensive line that the Browns have that is capable of getting some pressure?
Yeah, Joe's had a great career so far. 4 years in the league, four times he's been to the playoffs, and each year he's won at least one game in the playoffs. And that they're the only team in the league that's done that over the last 4 years. His one thing he has to do better is play better on the road. He seems to play well in Pittsburgh. He seems to play well in playoff games. So in the big games on the road, he seems to be able to play well. In some of the other games, some of the average games that he's had in Jacksonville last year, Tennessee, so forth, where he hasn't played well. But they've given him more weapons now. Torrey Smith is in his second year. He's a deep weapon. They got Jacoby Jones from the Texans. He's become a threat for the Ravens. So now that he has these weapons, and he's got some good tight ends, and of course you got Ray Rice, they can either run or catch the ball. He's got all these weapons, and he's done a good job of taking advantage of those. As long as he recognizes and stays out of bad plays, he's been great.
And Ray Rice, we know, is the integral part of this offense as a runner, as a receiver, and he's dominated this Browns defense. He did it last year at Cleveland Browns Stadium. How primed do you think he is to try to have that kind of a game against the Browns defense that has had some issues against the run?
Yeah, there's two guys that really love to play against the Browns, and that's Ray Rice and Anquan Boldin. Both of them had big games over several years against the Brown. Ray's rushed, I think, over 200 yards in one of those games, and Anquan caught 9 passes all in the second half in the last game they played here, and had 3 touchdowns the year before against the Browns. So those two guys love playing against the Browns. I don't know why, but my guess is you'll see a lot of those two guys. And Ray Rice, coming off a bye, I think he's ready to carry more of the load. The one thing they said about the Texans game was, they didn't stick with the run enough and give Ray Rice enough touches in the running game. And I expect to see that on Sunday.
Well, we, of course, look forward to seeing you on Sunday, Stan. And I know this is a homecoming. Again, a boy from Kent, Ohio, Kent State. Ohio State. Get that one right. It's got to be a joy for you to come back here.
Yeah, it is. And how about Kent State beating Rutgers last week? In my Daryl Hazel, the coach at Kent State, we text back and forth because he was one of my son's coaches when my son played at Ohio State.
Okay.
He's assistant there. So, those golden flashes are coming on, and it'll be good. My dad will come up to the game and come up the night before, so get to see a lot of my family.
And your Buckeyes are doing pretty well too, my friend.
Yeah, not bad at 9-0. Good start for Urban, that's for sure.
Outstanding. Stan, thank you, and again, look forward to seeing you Sunday.
Okay, all right, Greg.
He is Stan White from the Ravens Radio Network joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.